A small item in President Obama's new federal budget proposal is generating a lot of interest in the Boston area. It's essentially an experiment about a new way to pay for social programs by getting private investors involved. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on the idea of so-called social impact bonds.
Can you say hi?
Shake me all around.
To explain what a social impact bond is, we should start with what it might pay for.
Who's this?
This is what's known as a healthy family visit. It's where a program worker checks in, usually weekly, with a new mom and her child. Healthy Families' Maureen Reiser is visiting 18-year-old Markeisha Kelly and her 2-year-old daughter, Linaya.
Linaya hasn't been in daycare, and I'd like to ask Markeisha why she hasn't been in daycare. Why?
Okay, the reason she hasn't been in daycare is because the bus is not running this week.
Scientific data show that when new young moms like Markeisha receive regular visits like this, it reduces the rate of child abuse and keeps kids on track developmentally. So that track record makes these programs good candidates for social impact bond funding.
It's been shown with very rigorous studies that this not only leads to better health outcomes for the family, but it also saves money for taxpayers through lower spending on Medicaid and other government programs.
Jeff Liebman is a professor of public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School. He's been researching how the government might use social impact bonds to pay for programs like Healthy Families. He points out that even though we've known since the 70s that these programs are effective, the government did not start providing funding for some of them until just last year.
It just can't be that we should be taking 33 years between the time we discover an intervention that works and the time that we actually get the benefit from that intervention more broadly.
Simply put, the way social impact bonds work is that private investors put up the money for a program and agree on how to measure its success. If success is achieved, the government pays back the investors. If the program is not successful, the government does not pay, and the investors lose. It's actually a complicated financial instrument that recently jumped from Liebman's academic world of economic theory into the business world when President Obama got on board.
And when it comes to programs we do need, we're making them work better by demanding accountability. Instead of spending first and asking questions later, we're rewarding folks inside and outside government who deliver results.
In the budget plan he unveiled last week, the president included up to $100 million for pilot programs funded with social impact bonds. And he's not the only one jumping on the social impact bond bandwagon.
We are 6 weeks old. We commenced operations in the first of the year, and we've brought on five members of the team and still unpacking.
Tracy Palangian is CEO of Social Finance in Boston, the sister of Social Finance in the UK. The company is piloting the first ever use of social impact bonds for a program designed to reduce recidivism rates at a UK prison.
And you'd say, you know, why is this necessary, this complicated instrument to do something that the government should just do themselves, right? You know, you understand that there are effective programs out there to help prisoners get back. What we're hoping to do is not to overcomplicate things, but to bridge the gap in terms of time and investment risk for government.
Palangian says in the UK, private investors put forward about $8 million for the program. If the prison recidivism rate is reduced by 10% in a year, the investors get back their capital and a bonus. The UK experiment has prompted others to get to work on this.
All of a sudden, everyone's come out of the woodwork and said, well, maybe this can work.
George Overholser is a longtime venture capitalist who's launching another Boston company, Third Sector Capital Partners, that will focus on social impact bonds. He sees the bonds as a way to make some big changes.
Unfortunately, too much of our money these days as a country, too much of our resources as a country, goes towards programs which maybe once worked, but which are no longer as effective as they could be. So the concept here is to take this, what we're calling a grand misallocation of resources, and to see if we can prompt a reallocation of the resources.
Because both of these businesses are in Boston, it's likely the first pilot program using social impact bonds in this country will be in Massachusetts. Neither Overholser nor Palangian would be specific, but both say they have approached the Patrick administration. State officials only say they're exploring how this might work in Massachusetts. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.